The following is a paid program. The claims and opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and not necessarily the views or opinions of WUPSFM, its staff, or its advertisers.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I am yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, joined by my Mother's Day co-host, Nikki Morissette. Nikki, good morning and happy Mother's Day.
Good morning and thank you.
You're a mother.
Yes, I am.
I've been called a mother before.
Wrong kind of mother.
Wrong kind of mother. But it's Mother's Day.
It is, and it's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's been a great stretch of weather. We had that one rainy day last week.
Yeah, but just one.
One day.
It's been beautiful this week.
Yeah, and if you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
I mean, seriously, really, folks, come on. Can you at least tell your neighbor about our show?
Yeah, no kidding.
Or your coworker.
There you go.
We just want people to always be tuned into the station.
That's true, and if they can't tune in, they got iTunes.
We're on iTunes.
Yes.
That's right. We are on iTunes. We are a law show, and we say it every week, and we're going to bore the listeners. But if you go to iTunes, you miss any portion of this show, or you want to hear some of our past shows, just log on to iTunes. You have to have an email account. I think you need a Gmail account.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I'm probably wrong.
No,
you just need an email.
You just have to have an email account and register.
Yeah, and it's free. Our show is free. Just type in the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, starring yours truly and Nikki Morissette. What a huge show.
Yes, it's going to be a big show.
No, this show is bigger than our Prince tribute show. It's bigger than the show we did with all the Amish that we had as guests on the show.
You actually think you're going to top the Prince show?
The Prince show is huge.
It was. I had so many phone calls from that show. It was unbelievable.
I've been listening to Prince music all week.
Have you really?
Oh, party up. Are you kidding me? Purple Rain, Little Nicky, Little Red Corvette.
I know.
Taxi Driver. But we are a law show, and we have a lot of law to get to. Folks, no joke, I'm looking at a plethora of law here in front of me, and some huge announcements.
Okay.
Huge. Should we start off with a complaint or an announcement?
I think we should start off with an announcement.
I think we should play rock, paper, scissors right now. Whoever, if I win, I'll choose. You ready?
Yep.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors. Who won?
You did.
I threw a rock. What'd you throw?
Scissors.
Yeah. If you threw paper, I was going to throw a pencil because pencil pokes paper.
Okay.
It doesn't exist in rock, paper, scissors.
No, it don't.
When
that's
I was in college.
Cheating.
Nikki, back in the 80s, rock, paper, scissors decided everything.
You're right. It did.
It did.
Yeah.
I got bored of just the rock, the paper, and the scissors, so I created the pencil.
Okay.
Or the stick that goes through the paper.
All right.
Let's start off with a complaint.
Okay.
It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, the grandmothers, the expecting mothers, everybody.
Yes.
To you.
Thank you.
And to all, not just mothers of human nature, but mothers of the animal kingdom, the insect kingdom, the fishery kingdom, the fishery. Look, I have fish. I take care of fish.
Okay.
One of my fish had babies.
I
had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
I have no idea how, because the fish is in a tank all by herself.
That's a good one.
How did that happen?
I have no idea.
And I had to separate them so she wouldn't eat her babies.
This was the betta?
The beta.
Beta.
I have two betas in two separate tanks.
Your beta actually had babies.
My beta baby had babies.
Wow.
Don't ask how. But it is Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to my beta fish.
There you go.
Very happy. She's going to get a special treat of shrimp
okay. For
lunch today. So here's my complaint.
All right.
Here's a quiz for you and the listeners. If you see construction zones, what is the speed limit you're supposed to slow down to?
40.
What is the standard speed limit typically posted?
45.
45 miles an hour.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly.
When workers are present.
Well, here's my advice. For instance, if you're on 127 between Ithaca and Elma, they're working on 127 in both directions.
Yes, they are.
You cannot see up ahead whether or not workers are present.
No, you can't.
I'm coming back from Metro Detroit last week. I had court in Metro Detroit.
Okay.
It's good to be back at my old stopping grounds. Todd's Rock Block all the way down, listening to the Prince Show on iTunes. I'm driving back up. My highway that I adopted, that I cleaned up, remember we talked, adopted a highway?
Yeah.
Is actually 2 miles right south of Ithaca on 127 in both directions. We did a great job. We had a lot of volunteers, and it was a really rewarding. It felt very rewarding cleaning up the highway.
Okay.
A lot of junk out there.
Yeah, I bet.
We always complain about it.
Yes, we do.
As I approached Ithaca, well, obviously you can see all the windmills, which drive me nuts. I'm happy for the jobs, but, you know, we moved to mid-Michigan to get away from Metro Detroit and all the high buildings, and now we got these windmills popping up everywhere.
Right.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I don't have to live in – if I had to look at windmills all day out my front door, I think I'd move. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
I get to the construction zone.
Yes.
It says 45 miles an hour. I could see constructions. I could not see any workers. I'm slowing down.
Well, yeah, because that's what the sign says to do.
But not only that, I know as a lawyer to slow down.
Right.
Meanwhile, behind me is our vehicles starting to line up. I mean, they're trying to push like a NASCAR race. They're trying to push me to go faster. Behind me, vehicles, I'm slowing down. Vehicles are literally, there were four vehicles behind me. There was a white car that literally could probably see, you know, what the tag on my shirt looked like.
Wow.
I'm in a big truck, though.
Yes, you do have a big truck.
Right. And this car, this little puny car, is right on my tail. And by the way, I have a hitch ball at the back of my truck. Anyone that wants to tailgate me, feel free to try to ram me, because you're going to put a dent or a hole in the hood of your vehicle.
Yes, they would.
Because that is a big old camper hitch.
Yes,
I'm just saying. So I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying 45.
Right.
At one point, it said 60 miles an hour, so I sped up a little bit, just a little bit. But I saw up ahead workers. I didn't need a sign to tell me to slow down. I slowed back down. Meanwhile, the car, two cars back, there's a minivan, and it started, you could see it starting to flow to the right to try to see ahead why I was going so slow. And I'm thinking, these freaking idiots, you know, do I need to put out a sign? Hello, I'm a lawyer. I'm obeying the laws. You need to also obey the laws, because number one, our family members are out there working these highways.
Yes.
And it's just not construction. If you see electrical workers out there, you see pipeline, you see cable men and women out there doing directional cable. You need to slow down.
You have to, yes.
It doesn't matter where you're going. It's not worth taking someone's life or someone's family member. And I'll be honest with you, I'm peed off about it.
Well, yeah, I would be too.
I wasn't going anywhere. I don't care how angry these people behind me were. I'm obeying the law and keeping these people safe.
Right.
So, folks, have some respect. Not only should you obey the law, but have respect for someone's life.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
I mean,
that's
I'm not making
dangerous.
This up. I'm glad that I was in front of these vehicles, and I'm sure the construction workers were as well, so I could slow the traffic down.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
That's my complaint.
That's a good complaint.
I'm really peed off about that.
I would be too.
Not because they were tailgating me, but because they were, these cars were desperately trying to speed, you know, NASCAR me and get me to move up.
I cannot believe that.
I do like NASCAR.
That much of a hurry.
Unbelievable.
You know, to risk other people's lives too.
It's just ridiculous.
Slow down.
Slow your life down.
Yes, no kidding.
And don't trash any of the highways, especially my highway. But it was at the end of the day. It was, you know, it was probably 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
You could go slower. Follow a construction zone ticket. Oh,
that's a doozy.
Brutal.
It really is.
Brutal.
Isn't it like double or triple for the fines on that one?
Pretty brutal.
Yes.
Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time, why are you just tuning in for the first time?
Yeah, no kidding. We've been here a long time already.
Nikki, you're a great co-host. I tune in just to listen to you. But we are a law show, and
yes.
here's some law. We're going to go to break in a moment, but I have some law to talk about. I have some criminal law to talk about.
Okay.
And I'm going to tease the audience with the question before the break.
All right.
But we're not going to break just yet, because I have an announcement before the tease.
Yes.
I'm going to be talking about a new group called the Cannabis. It's not new. It's been around for a while. Cannabis Legal Group.
Okay.
Group of lawyers from Metro Detroit. The Cannabis Legal Group. And I am now honored to be a part of the legal team that makes up the Cannabis Legal Group. I'm still Levitt Law Firm, but this is a separate organization, a separate group of lawyers that was formed by my former law partner, Barton Morris Jr., in Royal Oak, Michigan, one of the top attorneys in the state of Michigan, if not the country, and one of the best at representing individuals who have anything and everything that has to do with the business of marijuana, criminal defense, licensing, formation, regulatory compliance, consulting, property zoning, land use, contracts. Cannabis Legal Group, go online, look at the .com, has a terrific group of lawyers who have experience all over the country in dealing with states that have legalized marijuana. And it's coming to Michigan.
Yes, it is.
And so Cannabis Legal Group, which I'm now a part of, is there to assist with the legal construction of Michigan corporations and the legal guidance on how to deal with all the new regulations and local ordinances and charters and all the issues that have to come with what's going on in the field of marijuana.
That's great.
It's all legal.
That's great.
So when we come back from break, we're going to continue talking to Nikki Morissette, and we're going to talk about, Nikki, you ready for the tease? Once lawfully inside a dwelling, so you're lawfully invited into this building.
Okay.
If there is a locked door or room and you break into that room, once you're lawfully in that building and you do not have permission to go into that locked room, the question is, can you be charged with home invasion? We'll answer that right after break. I will never. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Nikki.
Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to you with your fish.
I know my fish had babies.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say happy Mother's Day to you because you...
No, but
yeah.
I do want to say...
I thought you were going to say something very nasty to me, like mother.
I would not.
Nikki.
But I would like to say happy Mother's Day to all the fathers out there who did have to play the role of being a mom. Because, you know, there are a lot of fathers out there who played that role.
Yeah, there's a lot of fathers that have sole custody of their children.
Yes.
And they play both mother and father.
Yeah. So happy Mother's Day to them also.
Absolutely. To my mother, to your mother.
Yeah.
And to all the moms and dads out there.
Yes.
Absolutely. Hey, I received a lot of feedback. For those that were not tuned into the show last week, which is pretty much everyone, because we only have about 20 listeners now. although I know the Bowmans. Of Rosebush at the Bowman's Market. Listen,
okay.
I go to that market every week. It's my favorite market, right off the Rosebush 127 exit, right there, Bowman's Market.
Okay,
oh, it's great fresh produce, great beverages. It got a full deli, pizza. It's a fabulous place.
All right, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and when you're there, stop off at Roz's, the little restaurant diner right there.
Okay,
it's a fabulous place. Okay, so last week on the show at the beginning, I was talking about my refrigerator.
Yes, I remember.
It's not organized.
Right.
And I'm happy to report a week later, it's still not organized. Because why should I have to organize it? Just because things are all over the place. I don't need vegetables all together.
Okay.
Don't you think
it's your fridge.
I can do whatever I want.
The way you want.
And I did double check. There's nothing in there that is spoiled, like mushrooms
or milk. Nothing's growing?
Nothing's growing. I know not to keep dairy products in there longer than they should be.
Okay.
But if I want to keep the vegetables... You know, was another
with
item.
The cheese?
No, the vegetables with the margarine. I can do so.
Yes, you can.
It's my refrigerator.
That's right.
But if you really think about it, now I want you to think. Could you not just go home right now? And there are things in your cupboards and your fridge that you could literally just throw out that you'll never use.
Yes.
So why are they still there?
Lazy.
I mean, how about all the...
I don't know.
How about all the clothes in your closet? How many t-shirts, folks, listeners out there, do you have that you never wear? If I go somewhere and they're giving away t-shirts, what's the point? I wear the same three t-shirts all the time.
Now, I have to say, my clothes, I do wear them all because I did clean out my closet and throw away the ones I did not wear.
You're like an Academy Award hostess because every time we're doing this show, folks, every segment, Nikki goes and does a wardrobe change. I mean, you look fabulous right now. Who are you wearing, by the way?
Probably Kmart.
Kmart. That's right. It's Todd's Rock Block featuring Nikki Morissette, who's wearing Kmart this morning. I'm wearing Fruit of the Loom myself. I'm featuring Fruit of the Loom this
there
segment.
There we go.
Absolutely. But no, I'm just saying I wear the same three T-shirts all the time. Guys will attest to that. Right. I mean, people get so excited. Hey, I want a free T-shirt. I don't want the T-shirt. I'm wearing the same three T-shirts all the time.
Yeah.
And when I go home today, I'm throwing away half my closet.
Okay.
It's going out the door.
I'll question you next week.
Absolutely. All right. We got some law to get to. We are a law show.
Yes.
How about some law?
I think that's a good idea.
So the question was, to refresh the show, if you are invited into someone's apartment, house, business, and there's a locked room in a basement, upstairs, or on the same floor, and you enter that room somehow, okay? I'm just saying. Or let's just say there's a room. It doesn't have to be locked.
Right.
But you were not in, you're not socializing inside that room.
Okay.
And you go into that room.
Yes.
Can you be charged with home invasion for not having permission to go into that room? Come on. Would you? No, come on.
All right. During break, I said, yes, you could because it was locked.
So I said, in this case.
Yep.
So in this case, here's the fact pattern. This is the case. This is an actual case.
Okay.
So what happened was there's a woman. It's Mother's Day. There's a lady.
Right.
And she lived with her son.
Okay.
And her son had a friend over.
All right.
And the friend, so now you have a house or an apartment. You have the mother and the son. The son invites his friend over.
Okay.
The mother was somewhat terrified of this friend because she felt that she testified that the friend was sending her threatening text messages.
Oh, no.
I don't know why. That's just what the case law
said. Right.
So the mother goes and barricades herself into a room upstairs.
Okay.
Because she's afraid of this guy.
Well, yeah.
So what does the guy do? The guy forced his way into the room. Actually, there was a dresser. The lady had put a dresser behind the door. This guy, the son's friend, kicks down the door and assaults the mother.
Oh.
Horrible story.
Oh, no.
The guy was then arrested and charged with first-degree home invasion and probably other charges as well.
Well, definitely, yeah.
First-degree home invasion. Now, here we have a case, folks, where he was lawfully invited into the house. He goes upstairs. There's a door that's shut. He kicks down the door and assaults the person behind the door, and he's charged with first-degree home invasion.
Okay.
And so during the trial, this went to trial before the trial court. All right. In trial, the prosecution filed a motion. A motion is when you request the judge to rule on something, rule on an issue of law. Judges decide the law. The jury rules on the facts of the case. The jury is the fact finder.
Okay.
But the judge is up there to rule on issues of law. So before a trial begins, if you're an attorney and you need an issue resolved, you file a motion or bring it to the court's attention, especially to preserve it for an appeal later on if you're the losing party and you want to appeal the case.
Right.
Now, you can't appeal everything. Appeal is not always by right. It's by application in some cases. Too technical to get into right now. Boy, I sound like a lawyer.
Yes, you do.
I don't like it. I got to get back to joking around. Let's talk about my pregnant fish who gave babies.
God.
Much more exciting than this case. But the prosecution filed a motion. It was actually a special jury instruction. A jury instruction is something that the jury will consider when deciding whether or not to find the individual guilty of something.
Okay.
So it instructs the jury on what to think about. And as a defense attorney, you have to look at these instructions and you have to look at the prosecutor's instructions and you have to talk to the judge about it before the trial to decide what instructions the jury is going to receive.
Gotcha.
And as a defense attorney, you better look at those jury instructions because in this case, the prosecution was asking the judge to consider an instruction where if the person lawfully enters the home but then breaks into a room within the house, that room is considered a separate dwelling. Therefore, that person can lawfully be convicted of home invasion.
Wow.
Did you get all that?
Yes, I did.
So the prosecutor is asking the judge to consider granting their motion whereby the jury will consider an instruction that if you enter a home and there's a room in that home that's closed or locked and you bust into that room without permission, you can then be charged with home invasion.
Right.
Well, the judge granted the motion allowing the jury to hear that instruction.
Ah.
So what were they supposed to do? They had to consider it.
Well, yeah, they had to.
They had to file the law.
Yes.
So they're going to find this guy guilty of home invasion. Well, of course, the defense attorney appealed to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals said, hey, not so fast, and reversed that order and held that once a defendant enters a dwelling with permission, he cannot unlawfully enter the same dwelling where he is already lawfully present.
Wow.
So the Court of Appeals said, because this individual already had permission to be there,
right?
You can't then say, you know, that he didn't have permission to enter a room
there.
In that house.
Right.
So that room is not considered a separate dwelling, which I would agree with.
I agree with that, but I sure hope that he got other charges pressed against him. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting case.
That is.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, what took you so long?
Yeah, no kidding. What took you so long?
If you're on the way to church, if you're working, if you're eating, if you're plowing the field. I have to go home and plow my fields.
Okay.
I have fields to plow.
Make sure you have your iPod with you and listen.
I don't have to plow my fields because my dogs dig holes in them. It's already plowed.
Yeah, mine was digging one the other day.
I have no grass. I have acres of dirt.
Dirt?
Yeah. My dogs want those moles.
You got those holes that look like you have a minefield?
Because I have moles.
Do you really?
Yeah, and they're probably mommy moles, and it's Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all the mommy moles. You know, those moles give my dogs such entertainment. Because
that's
there's
funny.
I have bumps all over the land
okay. That
I have acreage.
Right.
And my dogs will spend all day sniffing and digging for those moles.
It keeps them occupied, doesn't it?
Oh, my shepherd chases birds now. She jumps. She, like, my dog, she's flying. She's in flight. Absolutely. Hey, big announcement. Happy Mother's Day. I am now part of Cannabis Legal Group. So with the future looking as if marijuana is going to be legalized in Michigan, there's a lot of individuals out there who have ideas for businesses.
Yes, they do.
And there is actually a seminar taking place May 21st from 1 to 4 p.m., the Suburban Collections Showplace in Novi, Michigan from 1 to 4 p.m. And it's on how to start your own marijuana business.
Okay.
Let me just qualify that. Lawful business. How to start your own lawful marijuana business. And basically, folks, the legal cannabis industry will generate, literally they say, more than $20 billion in sales by 2020.
Wow.
And Michigan, folks, is a new frontier. So some of the top Michigan marijuana business attorneys will be at this seminar. That's put on by the Cannabis Legal Group, which I'm now part of.
Great.
So if you have any questions in regards to the business of marijuana or you want to attend the seminar, go to CannabisLegalGroup.com, CannabisLegalGroup.com, or call my office at 989-772-6000. Hear that fake voice, 989. Who does that sound like?
Howard Cosell.
No, this is Howard Cosell. You are way off, Nikki Morissette. The Cannabis Legal Group.
I don't like that voice.
You don't like that voice?
No.
I miss Howard Cosell. I'm losing my voice. So Saturday, May 21st in Novi, how to start your own lawful marijuana business. This is nothing that has to do with anything unlawful. I want to state that for
the
record.
Yes.
Okay?
Everything has to be legal.
So there's a lot to learn, and I'm honored to be part of this group of attorneys who specialize in these areas because I specialize in the area of marijuana, medical marijuana, business of marijuana, and all that stuff.
Right.
And there's some discussions out there in regards to edibles. If you have under Section 8 of the Act, a lot of people probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but a lot of these dispensaries are selling edibles, and you know, there's a defense under Section 8. I'm not first of all, do not go out and buy edibles. It's not legal.
Right. No, it's not.
Let me just put a blanket statement out there. It's not legal yet.
Right.
But there is some disputing what I just said, because if you have a bona fide relationship with a physician.
Right.
And if you read the act.
Yes.
And if it depends on what's in the edible.
Okay.
So that's where everything's all the disputes coming up. I'm still saying don't purchase edibles.
No.
Wait till it's legal to do so.
Correct.
Follow the law.
You have to follow the law.
And don't speed in a construction zone.
No, please don't.
Please.
Yes.
What's wrong with people?
And stop for turtles.
Well, stop for turtles. And we're now on iTunes. Just go to iTunes Podcast, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We'll be right back. I will never Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, Mother's Day edition. Nikki Morissette's in the house, and you're a mother.
Yes. The look on your face, I'm sorry. Oh, thank you.
I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC, so I stopped right there.
Okay.
That's a horrible thing to say to somebody.
Oh.
Can we say the word mother trucker?
I have no idea.
Like shut the front door?
Oh, yeah, that Orbitz commercial.
You could say mother trucker.
Mother trucker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
Just received a text from a friend wanting me to talk slower in regards to Cannabis Legal Group, which was founded by attorney Barton Morris Jr., who is one of the leading, if not the leading, cannabis lawyer in the state of Michigan.
Okay.
Bart's my former law partner out of Royal Oak, Michigan, and he's the one that came up with the idea for Cannabis Legal Group. And you just go to cannabislegalgroup.com.
Right.
If you're just tuning in, I am now part of that. Still a Levitt law firm, but I was invited to be part of this distinguished group of attorneys. And I am now part, I have not, what this allows me to do, if I have clients that call my office that are interested in the business of marijuana, when it becomes legal.
Right.
Down the road. Or currently as the laws allow.
Okay.
I now have resources with a group of attorneys who are also specialists.
That's great.
And, oh, yeah, and these attorneys who work for Cannabis Legal Group, actually Bart Morris.
Right.
They have experience in other states in the country where it's already legal.
All right.
So they've dealt with all these issues
yes.
before. From the defense to the formation to the licensing, formation, compliance, zoning, land use, contracts. I mean,
yeah, so they can
a lot of
everything
issues.
From start to finish.
Well, I can now because
yes,
I have these resources.
Good. That's good.
I'm still an attorney who handles drunk driving, you know, marijuana cases, possession, probation violations, all that stuff all over Michigan.
Right.
But now I'm part of this. And May 21st, if you go online to CannabisLegalGroup.com and Novi, it's how to start your own lawful marijuana business. And there's going to be a group of attorneys who specialize in this. I'm not sure if I can be there, but it's worth looking up online and
oh,
going.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Let them know you heard it right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. And Bart's going to be coming on the show here soon.
Oh, that's good.
I got another law issue to talk about.
Okay.
And then I have to get home to my baby fish because one of my fish had babies.
That's right. You said you were going to give the mama fish some shrimp.
My mother beta gets shrimp for having
yes.
baby betas. But we don't know how she had the baby betas because she's in a tank by herself.
Maybe she's one of those fish that do reproduce.
No, it's fine. It's like there's
some fish that do that.
Nikki, it's Finding Nemo effect. I have two beta tanks side by side. Something goes on when the lights go off. I'm just saying. So here's a legal question for you.
Okay.
By the way, I don't think I've told the audience yet. We're on iTunes.
Yes, we are.
So if you've missed any portion of the show, which no one's listening anyhow.
Go to iTunes.
Go to iTunes and go to podcast. Type in.
Todd L. Levitt.
With.
Nikki Morissette.
Fake name. Okay. Here's a question for you. This is a state of Michigan case. In People versus blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say the name.
Okay.
Officers were dispatched to a house to investigate a noise complaint.
Okay.
There's noise. Upon arrival, an officer observed the door to a detached garage wide open. The garage door was open. Detached garage.
Okay.
Not attached to the structure, the house, the dwelling.
All right.
You follow me?
Yes, I do.
It's on someone's property. You got the garage. And then you got a certain amount of feet that separates the garage from the house.
Okay.
Nothing connecting. The officer arrives, notices the door open, and watched as the homeowner backed his vehicle about 25 feet out of the driveway and then stopped literally right where the private driveway is in line with the house.
Okay.
The bottom line is the homeowner is still on the homeowner's property.
Correct.
But the garage is not attached to the house. You follow me?
Yes, I am.
Now, at all times, this homeowner was either in his side yard or his backyard.
Okay.
The officer because of the noise complaint, approached the vehicle. Once he or she approached the vehicle, which they do, noticed that the homeowner was intoxicated.
Okay, yeah.
This homeowner was then placed under arrest for operating while intoxicated.
Yes. I agree with that.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you why. Here's what the law says. And the law is 257.625 parentheses 1. 257 is the code for everything that has to do with motor vehicles in the state of Michigan.
Okay.
Anything to do with like marijuana is 333.
Gotcha.
You always hear 7411. Yeah. It's actually MCL 333.7411.
Okay.
I never know if any lawyers are listening or judges.
Right.
So I have to sound halfway intelligent because I am.
Yes, you are intelligent.
Well, thank you very much, Nikki Moore said. Happy Mother's Day to my fish. So the law says a person shall not operate a vehicle upon a highway or other place open to the general public or generally accessible to motor vehicles, including an area designated for the parking of vehicles.
Okay.
You got that? Want me to say that again? So this is the drunk driving statute in the state of Michigan.
Right.
If you're operating a motor vehicle, a person shall not operate a vehicle upon a highway.
Okay.
We know that. 131, 127, yep. I-75.
Yes.
You cannot operate a vehicle if you're intoxicated. Correct. On a highway or other place open to the general public or accessible to motor vehicles, including an area designated for the parking of vehicles.
Okay.
If the person is operating while intoxicated.
Right.
So the question is, before the Todd L. Levitt Law Show audience, is this individual on his own property, backs out of a detached garage, backs up towards the road, never actually goes in the road, is always on his property. There you go. This person got arrested for operating while intoxicated on his own property. What do you think happened?
I think I'm probably wrong, but he probably went to jail for driving while under the influence.
Well, that night.
Yeah.
By the way, your hair looks great today.
Thank you.
It's so random.
I know.
I like what you're wearing Kmart today.
Yes.
I'm wearing Fruit of Loom.
Yes.
I wear the same three t-shirts every day. Okay.
But I think he should have been arrested because you don't know if he was going to leave the driveway.
Okay.
As
a criminal defense attorney of 22 plus years, 12 in Metro Detroit, at first glance, without reading any further, I said, there's no way this person should have been arrested on private property.
Okay.
That was not accessible.
See, I'm wrong.
Okay. Now, here's what happened. The defense attorney, rightfully so, filed a motion to dismiss the case, and the circuit court granted the motion, ruling that the upper portion of this person's private residential driveway does not constitute an area generally accessible to motor vehicles as required by the statute.
Wow.
Booyah. And of course, the prosecution, never satisfied. Never. And most of my friends are prosecutors. Big shout out, by the way, to Scott Moore, good friend of mine up in Harrison, Clare
okay.
County. Great prosecutor. Best dressed prosecutor anywhere in the state. Always wears bow ties. Scott Moore.
Really?
Works for Michelle Ambrosidis.
Okay.
Michelle does a great job. Tracy. Great people up there. Big shout out to Scott and all the Midland prosecutors.
Okay.
Love prosecutors in Midland. I'm just brown nosing. But the prosecutors appealed to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals, rightfully so, agreed with the trial court and held that the prosecution failed to establish probable cause to believe that homeowner operated a vehicle in a place open to the general public or accessible to motor vehicles. There you go.
So apparently those cops should have sat and waited to see if he was going to actually leave his driveway and back into the street before arresting him.
I mean, the guy was on his own property operating a motor vehicle. The cops were called.
But he very easily could have backed into the street and started taking
off.
But
he didn't.
They arrested him.
You know what happens? You know what happens in a college town? You'll have someone 21 or over drinking a beer on their front lawn of their house having a good time.
Yes.
As soon as they step one foot onto the sidewalk, they could be.
That's when they can be arrested.
No, they're given a ticket for open intox.
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah.
On their sidewalk.
No, they're on on their front lawn.
Right.
And then as soon as they put one foot onto that sidewalk, boom, they're written a ticket
because
for open intox.
That's public property.
There you go. Is that unbelievable? That happens to a lot of college students. Did I already say I gave a shout out to all the prosecutors?
Yes, you did.
All right. So what are you doing for Mother's Day?
Actually, I'm taking my mom out to lunch.
Where are we going?
We're going to Chinese food.
No, where are we going? I have to go home because my fish gave birth last night.
That's right. You have fish to take care of and feed them shrimp.
I got to separate the mother fish from the baby fish so she doesn't eat her babies for Mother's Day.
Yes, you have to do that.
That does happen.
Yes, it does.
I have a Finding Nemo effect going on at my house. Two beta fish side by side, and when the lights go out, woo, what are they doing? Nikki, you wish me, you said, Todd, happy mother, mother trucker. I shouldn't say that.
Oh, God.
That's not nice.
No, it's not.
That's not even funny. It really isn't.
No.
Not funny. Hey, when we come back from break, we have one more segment.
Yes.
Wow, this went fast.
It went too fast.
I would like to sit here on this radio station for 3 hours one morning and just do a show for 3 hours. You think the listeners would like that?
You know what? They'd probably stay tuned in just to hear what's coming next.
No idea. There's no organization to the show.
There's not.
No, they're really.
But we have fun, and you do talk a lot of law, so.
And in all fairness, I do come prepared with some law.
Yes, you do.
Whether or not we talk about it is another issue.
Well, it's because there's a lot of paperwork and a lot of detours.
I have another complaint after break.
All right.
We'll be right back. I will never. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, now podcasting on three platforms. We're podcasting on SoundCloud.
Yes.
So you can upload the SoundCloud app.
Yep, which I have on my phone.
I do too. We're also on Podbean and iTunes.
Yeah.
But really, all you need to do is go to iTunes.
Yeah, just set up an account. It's free.
And if you don't want to set up an account, then just download the Podbean or SoundCloud because you and I are uploading the same shows to all three platforms.
Yes, we are.
For the listening audience pleasure.
Yeah.
Because we run into people all the time and said, you know what? I only caught half of what you were saying. Because I had to run to work or I'm going to church.
Right. Now they
know
where
Mother's Day. Exactly.
All right. Before break, you said you had a complaint.
I do have a complaint.
Are we ready for this?
We are. It's a grocery store complaint.
Okay.
Okay. I'm a guy.
Well, of course.
We've established that.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, my mother, who was up for Mother's Day, I love my mother. Happy Mother's Day to my mother. She knows I love her. You know, she had no idea that I sleep on a sleeping bag on a mattress. People think I make this up.
That you're not using those Egyptian sheets that you have your sleeping bag on top of them?
No, she purchased a hotel comforter for me.
Really?
Yeah, and it's so nice.
Those are nice.
Oh, it's way too nice for me and my bed.
I'll take it.
Because I allow my dogs on the bed.
My dog's on my bed, too.
You have to.
Yeah.
But they know to stay away from my sleeping bag.
Okay.
Because that is the sleeping bag I take camping with me.
That's your domain.
Because why only sleep in a sleeping bag two or three times a year if it's so comfortable just sleeping it every darn night?
And you do.
I do. I do. So my mother was not happy that I had a sleep. I forgot to put the sleeping bag away and bring the mattress back.
Okay.
The comforter back out.
All right.
But here's my complaint.
Okay.
And I now know better, though. You know, I love bananas.
All right, yeah.
Potassium.
Yes, they're good for you.
Before every bike race, by the way, I have a banana.
Okay.
And after a bike race to replenish the potassium.
Right.
And for those of you that have acid reflux, I'm not a doctor, so check with your doctor. For those of you with acid reflux, bananas, they say is a natural cure for your tummy ache.
Correct.
Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Wow. I'm not a doctor.
No.
I'm not
but
even,
it works.
It works.
Yes.
For years, here's the problem. I like my bananas to be a little bit firm. I like them little green, little yellow.
Okay, yes.
But when I go to the store and I'm looking at bananas, there's usually five or six to a bundle.
Yes, there is.
Okay, and maybe there's four, because if you buy five or six bananas, unless you eat two a day, two are going to go bad.
Definitely.
Am I right?
Yes.
So I'm just tired of buying a bundle of bananas knowing that two are going to go bad. And those bananas, by the way, I have bad bananas that sit on my countertop for years at a time. You never throw them away. You just look at them. Am I right? Come on. How many listeners right now have black bananas in their house that they just have not yet thrown away?
If they have that, then they got those little titi fruit flies flying around.
Well, the fruit flies are good because my beta fish love the fruit flies. So it keeps my fish occupied.
There you go.
No, because when I'm not home, I mean, they can foul little flies.
Right.
I mean, my fish are limited to their environment there. By the way, they're in 1.5-gallon tanks.
All right.
If you have a betta fish or Japanese fighting fish, you'll go to the store, you'll see these little fishies and these little bulls.
Yeah.
Now, put them in tanks. Give them an environment to live in.
Yes, they need something bigger than that.
But here's the deal. I don't want to sound so naive because I'm pretty street smart. I like to think I'm street because I was born on the street. Well, not literally, but, you know, I'm from the city. I don't need to buy six bananas. I'll just buy the four and leave the two at the store.
Right.
But I feel bad because I'm just leaving two bananas there. Who's going to buy those two bananas? They want a bundle.
Actually, I always break off and buy only like two or three because I know I won't eat them.
Did you know the law? You can't do that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, Nikki.
Really? You can't separate the banana bundles?
Of course you can. I'm just joking.
I do it all the
time. Of course you can.
I don't want to buy five or six bananas because I won't eat them.
Yeah. I'm recommending everybody out there get more bran in your diet. Bran. Okay. Bran. B-R-A-N. Bran.
All right.
I mean, white bread's not good for you.
No.
It's not.
I love rye bread.
Rye?
Oh.
I don't like the ryes.
I like rye bread or pumpernickel.
Yeah. Remember I gave out a tuna recipe?
Yes.
Big hit.
Really?
And in upcoming shows, I love cooking. I have a lasagna recipe, a vegetarian lasagna recipe made with pesto.
Now that sounds good.
It's unbelievable.
That does sound good.
No, trust me, it's great. Hey, big announcement.
Okay.
Cannabis Legal Group.
Yes.
I'm now a part of.
Yep.
Levitt Law Firm. I'm still Levitt Law Firm in Mount Pleasant, 989-772-6000, criminal defense attorney, licensed restoration. But now, with the laws on the horizon about to change and Michigan soon to become a legalized marijuana state, legal.
Right.
I said legalized.
Yes.
There are so many opportunities for so many men and women to go into the business of marijuana. And my good friend, my dear friend, one of my best friends, attorney Barton Morris Jr. out of Royal Oak, Michigan, he formed Cannabis Legal Group, great lawyer. And he's putting on a seminar May 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi, Michigan. Just go on to cannabislegalgroup.com and all the information's there. So, and this is how to start your own lawful marijuana business. And you're going to learn about all kinds of things at this seminar.
Yeah, it's a good thing for people to go to.
You're
going to
learn. There's going to be a complete, thorough explanation of current state of the law, what the laws are currently in the state of Michigan, and what to expect in the future.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
How about finding a great location for your business and get the city on board?
There you go. That's really important to know.
How about develop a regulatory system necessary to obtain a state license for it? Understand what legal activities you can do now to put you in a position for a Michigan marijuana license.
Wow.
When the law becomes legal.
Yes.
Wow. And what you will need to obtain, what you will need to do to obtain a Michigan marijuana license. So, and also plenty of details about business formation, business plans, and investment raising strategies.
Okay.
May 21st in Novi, how to start your own lawful marijuana business, put on by Cannabis Legal Group. And go to cannabislegalgroup.com, which I am now honored to be a part of.
And what time is the?
1 to 4.
1 to 4.
And if you have any questions in regards to anything I just mentioned, just call my office, 989-772-6000, and I get free consultations.
Right.
I do not charge for consultations.
Which is good.
Lawyers do charge.
Yes, they do.
I've never charged.
But
I always
why?
Thought, I don't know. I just thought out of the gate, you're supposed to give free advice.
Well, yeah, because that way they know if you're the one that they're going to hire to take their case or if you are referring them to somebody else.
I've met some great men and women who have called my office in regards to issues I don't even handle. And I refer them somewhere or someone to someone who can handle them.
Right. So right. That's a good attorney.
I've met some great people. Big shout out to all the vets and men and women serving in our military, all the moms and dads.
Yes.
We're a big supporter of the military here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm hoping whoever the next president is that they, you know, fund the military, get us back to strength.
Yes, we need it.
These Russian fighter jets that have been buzzing our ships, that's so disrespectful.
No kidding.
I mean, I am just disgusted by that. Really. I'm just disgusted by that. Did you hear that? No, my phone just went off. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yes.
So what do you plan for Mother's Day again?
I'm taking my mom to lunch.
You are? Where are you going?
We're going for Chinese food.
You are?
Yes.
Nice. What do you get at a Chinese restaurant?
I get the, you know, the rice and pepper steak and
you don't have to go to a Chinese restaurant to have rice. I can cook you rice.
It's a buffet, all you can eat. And I love wonton soup.
I cook the best minute rice.
Minute rice?
Oh, yeah. I buy minute rice and put it in the microwave. It's fabulous.
Ew.
What do you want? It's rice. Who cares?
I know. I eat rice medley.
Rice
medley.
You want a great snack? You want a great nighttime snack that you won't gain weight?
Popcorn.
Popcorn? Okay, popcorn.
I love popcorn.
Sugar-free popsicles. Sugar-free popsicles? It's just water.
That's right.
I'm sure the chemicals that make up the color are bad for you.
Probably.
But come on, everything's bad for you. And folks, all that organic, everyone says, oh, it's organic. If you're growing vegetables outside on a farm and you're claiming it's organic, what about all the chemicals that are just naturally in our atmosphere? How organic is it really?
That's true.
I'm just saying.
No one thinks about that.
I've been eating non-organic fruits and vegetables my entire life.
Yes.
And I'm happy to say I'm a healthy guy.
Yes, you are.
I'm just saying.
Right.
A little Italian of me came. I used to talk like that when I was younger. Because I'm Italian. You see how that goes?
Yeah, I see how that goes.
I get around my cousins. We all start talking. Nobody can understand us. I love it. I don't want them to.
No, you don't.
But I'm just saying.
Code.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I drank tap water, you know, growing up in Metro Detroit.
From the hose.
Yes. Oh, it tasted horrible.
I know, but we all did it. And we're all still alive.
Okay, now that you mention that, I could taste that in my mouth. Oh, my God. I got to go home and make my sleeping bag.
Yeah, from the green rubber hose and then the end that you always put the water balloons on.
I was a football player, junior high, high school. We had to do two-a-days, and they always had a hose out there.
Yep.
I didn't care. I could taste like, you know, a street corner.
It's like
corner.
The rust and
I didn't care
everything.
What it tastes like. I just needed that water.
Yeah.
You know what I need to do?
What?
I'm going to go home. I'm going to clean out my closet, throw away all my T-shirts except the three I wear every day. All right. I'm going to separate my mother fish from the babies who she just gave birth to on Mother's Day.
Okay.
So she doesn't eat her babies. All right. Got that. And I'm going to make my sleeping bag.
All right.
The great thing about having a sleeping bag on a mattress, you don't have to make a bed.
No, but you forgot something.
What did I forget?
You forgot to cut up the shrimp for the mama fish.
Oh, my mother fish is having shrimp for Mother's Day. That's right.
Don't forget.
And hey, listen, we appreciate you tuning in each and every Sunday. You know, we try to bring you some humor, some law, make you smile, make you laugh.
We did that.
I think we did our job today.
We did. It's going to be a great afternoon.
It's going to be a great afternoon. And we're podcasting on iTunes. So if you miss any portion of the show, just go to iTunes.
Yep.
Podbean.com. We're also podcasting on Podbean and SoundCloud.
That's right.
Three different platforms. Same show on all three.
Yes.
There you go.
And then you go download the apps.
Get out and spend some time with your mother. Tell her you love her. Be kind to people today. Tip the waiters and wait staff.
Yes.
And just
yeah, they work hard too.
Just spread enthusiasm. It's contagious.
Smile. Be happy.
Nikki, you make me happy. I don't need Red Bull. I just need to be around Nikki.
There we go.
Seriously. You're like caffeine.
It's contagious.
You are contagious. And I like what you're wearing today.
Thank you.
Nikki did four wardrobe changes today like the Oscars. I have no idea what you're wearing right now. I don't know. But you look great. Happy Mother's Day to my mother, your mother, and all the mothers out there.
Yes.
And we'll be back. Same place, same time next week.
Yep. Happy Mother's Day.
And without further ado, what do I say?
You're not just a litigator.
I'm an advocator.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, and the Sour Apple Smoke Shop in Mount Pleasant, the best damn smoke shop around.